Blog Talk Radio.
I'm with some hood girls looking back at it, and a good girl in my tax bracket. Got a black card and less sex habit. These Chanel bags is a bad habit. I do balls, Dale Mavericks. My made back, Black Maddie. He's never left, but I'm back at it, and I'm feeling myself, Jack Rabbit. Feeling myself, back off, cause I'm feeling myself, Jack off. Can you think about me when he wax off? Wax on? National anthem, hats off. Then I curve that bitch like a bad horse. Let me get a number two with some Mac sauce, or on a run tour with my mask off.
I'm feeling myself. Change the game when that digital drops. Know where you was when that digital popped. I shot the world. Male or female, it make no difference. I shot the world.
World stop.
Carry on.
Pussy on feet. Pussy on feet. Pussy gang always keep them on beat. Riding through Texas. Feed them for his breakfast. Every time I whip it, I be talking so reckless. He said, damn, Nikki is tight. I said, yeah, Nikki, you right. He said, damn, babe, you so little, but you be really taking that. I said, yes, daddy, I do. Give me like NYU. I said, teach me, Nikki, teach me. All this learning here is by you.
I'm whipping that work. Keep digging that work. I got it. 36 of that real. Thank you for that bounce, baby.
Lines or flow. I have both in an empire also. Keep getting gifts from Santa Claus at the North Pole. Today I'm icy, but I'm praying for some more snow. Let that know.
He in love with that
cook. Why? Don't ever be learning. You just never get what I be earning. I'm still getting plaques for my records. That's urban. Ain't gotta rely on top 40. I am a rap legend. Just go ask the kings of rap. Who is the queen and things of that?
my finger. That is a glacier, hits like a laser.
Yeah.
Whipping on that work, whipping off that perk, flipping up my skirt, and I be whipping all that work, taking trips with all them keys, car keys got bees, singing with the queen bee, and we be whipping all of that D, cause we dope girls, we
flawless,
we the poster girls for owlers, we run around with them bowlers, only real niggas in my cowlers, I'm the big kahuna, go lift them hoops, no, just on this song alone, this is on her fourth flow. You like it, don't you?
Absolutely. We do like it. We do like it. It's the Real Relationship Talk Show, everybody. I am Kenny Talk, and for those that are just joining us, we're speaking about how outside acceptance from others really fuel our relationship's happiness. And we're going to kind of dive into that topic. But before we do, you know what we got to do. We got to do the relationship truth of the week. I always got to make sure I do the relationship truth, y'all. And it relates for those that don't know what it is, you know, you're not following on social media, Kenny Talk Experience, the Kenny Talk Experience, go in and like that page. It's up and running. Kenneth DeMoss, Kenneth Kenny Talk DeMoss, add yourself into that. You know, the Real Relationship Talk Show is a group. You can add yourself into that. At Kenny Talk _ when it comes to Instagram. At Kenny Talk EXP when it comes to Twitter. So I'm all over the place. I'm all over the place. I send out the relationship truth. And it's a post that I do post that I send out daily to kind of, you know, to generate some type of thought. Generate a different style of thinking as well as dialogue that a lot of people kind of sway away from having. So here we go. The relationship truth goes as follows today. Turn up your radios, everybody. I realize that the winter is almost here. It's getting kind of cold out there. So what better place to be than inside? Listening to the Kenny Talk Experience. The relationship truth of today goes as follows, y'all. It says, many of our relationship goals are defined by and confined to the perception of others. Say that? I'll say it again. I'm going to repeat it. And I'm going to open up the phone line, 646-595-4038. If you want to make your words heard, or just like I see some people doing right now, they ready to jump on Facebook. They love posting inside of the group, posting in my inbox. Let me know what they think. Let me know what you think about the post. Many of our relationship goals are defined by and confined to the perception of others. I got a lot of responses from that one. So what say you? Big shout out to Dollhouse Radio, everybody, while I'm gathering all these responses that are popping in. Salute. We got a lot of great shows that will be happening this week and next week. But remember, we're going to be out of here for the holidays, y'all. We're going to be chilling. You know, we're going to be out for Christmas and New Year's, and we're not going to be back into 2016 continuously banging out awesome shows, right? It's a lot of shows on Dollhouse Radio. Hey, so check it. I got a young lady that says in the inbox to the relationship truth of the week, she says, I totally disagree because I never allow what a person thinks to determine what goes on into my relationship. My relationship is about me and the person that I'm with. All right. I got another young lady. She says, that may be true for some, those that are weak, okay, easily influenced. I got another young lady that says, okay, and I got a guy that says, man, he said, y'all ladies are full of crap. He says, you ladies are full of crap because each of you allow the world's perception to determine what you want. Okay. Oh, wait, I mean, you know what? Let's jump right in. Let's jump right in. Let me jump right in without getting wet. Check it out. Well, the post really speaks on something that happens subconsciously. You know, this is something that happens that we don't realize is happening. You can even start back. You can even look start back from when you start when you're dating a person. How many ladies, how many of you have ever been dating a person? Things seem to be going well, but you be really skeptical about taking it to the next level, right? But let's say a friend or a family member, a cousin or a colleague at work or whoever, they might see this person and say, oh, is that you guys are talking now? Oh, he's a very nice guy, man. I mean, you know what? I mean, are you guys kicking it hard? Oh, no, we're not really kicking it hard. I'm just kind of feeling, girl, you better get with that guy. That guy, I mean, he's a good guy. Outside acceptance. That's an example of outside acceptance. So what do y'all think about that? I mean, let me give you another example when it comes to outside acceptance. Somebody on the outside or some people on the outside saying, you know what, things look cool. You should be, you know, it'll be great if you were, or, you know, whatever. Whatever. So here's another example. Another example is kind of surrounding what to actually look for in a relationship. When we talk about the young ladies that make these lists about what they want in a out of a relationship, they make a list. A lot of that stuff is the same cliche stuff that everybody wants. A lot of it is exactly the same. And where do we get that from? Think about this. I know everybody listened to Beyonce. Think about her says, who want that storybook at the beginning of that song? Who want that storybook kind of love? Cliche, cliche, cliche. And on that song, she speak about, on the run, she speak about her being happy with what she have regardless of what you think, you know? But what we do is we want the cliche. We want a guy that's like this, a girl that's like this, a good wholesome church girl, you know, whatever, all the stuff that we say, right? This is a classic example, ladies and gentlemen, of being influenced by outside acceptance. You know? So, we're going to jump right into the topic. I wanted to make sure that I shed some light on that. And thanks to the people that responded. But guess what, man? I see y'all still responding. I'm sorry I can't read everybody's, but I just kind of picked the ones that stand out. A lot of you guys are kind of saying the same thing. You know, I got some that agree. I got many that disagree because they're looking at it from their perspective. Because they're looking at the post as if I'm saying that that's how you are. No, you may not be that way, you know, but a lot of people are. So let's do it. Let's jump into the first part about when you talk about really just being influenced by outside acceptance. There are so many of us, ladies and gentlemen, there are so many of us that feel good about what we have when others envy. You know, other people's envy make us feel so good. You mad because I'm in a relationship. You mad because I got a ring. You hating on me because, you know, I'm about to get married. You know, so I flaunt my ring all in your face. So when you talk about that outside acceptance, it makes many people happy that people envy. You know, it makes people happy that they're the envy of their friends. Girl, I wish I was in your shoes. Girl, I wish I had a man like you had a man. You know, all the kind of stuff like this. And what that does is that outside acceptance coming from your peers, your friends, your family, whoever, it makes you really embrace the person that you're with. It makes you feel good about about what you do have, right? It makes you want to flaunt it. So when we talk about outside acceptance, people flaunt their relationships because of it. And you know what? Whether you want to admit it or not, I see you all on Instagram. I see you on Facebook. You know, Mr. and Mrs. such and such. The power couple. They, me and they doing this. Look, everybody, look at us. We're in the Bahamas. We're in Las Vegas, balling out with Bay in Las Vegas. We at this football game. We at that basketball game. Bay and me and Bay. I mean, all this. But we feel like we got something that many people want. We flaunt it out. Just to get their acceptance, just to get their praise. Y'all know what I'm saying? We want people to be able to say, you know what, you're a lucky young lady, or you're a lucky guy, man. Is that your wife? Man, you, she's beautiful. You're lucky, man. Salute. So what say you about that? What do you guys think? We're at the point where outside acceptance is the reason we do so many different things. The way we feel, right? So we already just touched on the aspect of guess what? It is true that we want to be the envy, right? It is true that how people feel about what our relationship does impact how happy we are. If you're in a relationship with a person, this is an example that one of our friends actually posted. They wanted me to share it, and I'm going to share it real quick. Like, for instance, you got a woman that might be like a dominatrix. You know, she's a person, I hope I'm pronouncing it right. She's a person, she's one of those chicks that likes to sexually dominate a man. She like to tie him up, you know. She like to inflict pain on him. She like to strap on a dildo. And you know what you do with a dildo, right? She like to handle him like that. Yet still, you got a guy that gifted her and he enjoys it. That's him. Now, what I just named, ladies and gentlemen, is not the norm. There aren't many women that enjoy sodomizing a man with a dildo strapped to her. There's not many women that like inflicting pain on a man, tying a man up and making him, you know, making him hurt. Right? Because I don't know, there may be a lot of guys that are like that, but you don't have a lot of women that really like doing that to guys, right? So that's not cliche. That's not the cliche thing. That's not the cliche glue that keeps a relationship together. Or that's not the cliche behaviors that defines what we consider to be a great relationship. That's not. So you got this dominatrix, and you got this guy that likes to be dominated. They're in a relationship. Things are going smooth. But let's just say one day, because you know women talk, the woman says, she's talking to her friend, and she tells her friend how she likes to do him. Now, her friend might say, what is wrong with you? Girl, that just ain't natural. That's just blah, blah, blah. And outside acceptance or outside influence, it could make that woman feel like, well, damn. That may be the case. Maybe I need to not do that, or maybe it's bad that I do that, or what have you, right? And just because it's not common, or it's not what defines from a society's perspective, a awesome, good relationship, that outside acceptance or lack thereof, you know, to do, man, it make you think twice about what you like. So what do you say? It make you think twice about what you like. And what does it make you do? It make you do something different. Let's talk about it from a guy perspective. Now, from a guy perspective, it's totally different. I don't think a guy would be willing to share with the fellas that he likes to be sodomized by his woman. I don't think he'd be too quick to share that with us, right? I mean, it'll be so funny, but, you know, it is what it is. If that's what you like, hey, if that's what you like, that's what you like, right? So this guy probably wouldn't, but for the most part, check it out. For the most part, if it did get out that that's what that guy liked from a woman, believe me, the fellas is going to have something to say. Whether they're going to crack jokes, they're going to joan on him, they're going to look down on him. They may even, you know, start to question his sexuality. But what that would do is, that would make him feel that, guess what, maybe I do need to stop doing, maybe I don't even need to be with this woman that like to do that to me, you know. Maybe I don't like to be, maybe I shouldn't be with that woman that likes to do that to me, you know. And what would end up happening? They might end up, he may end up coming home, or she may end up coming home. Baby, we need to talk. I was thinking of taking our relationship into the next level. I don't think we should be doing X, Y, and Z. I feel like we should be doing this. You know, it says here that I heard that it say in the Bible that, or you shouldn't do the, you know, I mean, whatever. Whatever. But this outside influence, or the fact that the outside acceptance or lack thereof, it made you take what you have as happiness into your relationship and question it and make changes. Because women do it all the time. Women love when they are the when their friends or their colleagues or their, you know, family members, when they're the envy of your relationship. We like that. You know, ladies like that, when you're the envy. So, how many times have you actually envied your friend's marriage or relationship when you come around? Let's say, and this is clear. Check this out. I got somebody that hit. This is a clear example. They hit me up on Facebook, right? She says, a clear example is people being ashamed of who they love. Now, we're going to touch on that. All right, thank you for that. She says, being ashamed of who you love. Why are people ashamed of who they love? People are ashamed of who they love because of the lack of outside acceptance. People may frown upon it, right? Yeah, they just might. But ladies, let me ask you this question. Thank you for putting that on, posting that for me. Hey, check this out, though. How many of you ever probably stopped by your girlfriend's house and you knock at the door or whatever, and she comes to the door? Let's just say she has a robe on or what have you. You be like, what's up, girl? What you eating? It's Saturday. What you doing or whatever? Why you ain't up with your clothes on, blah, blah, blah. She say that her husband or a man is in the room waiting on her. They're having a Saturday, you know, they're going to have a Saturday hangout where it's just going to be him and her. You look down and you notice rose petals all on the floor, candles that are burning, you know. You see incense. You see flowers, champagne, strawberries, whipped cream, you know. And you say to yourself, wow, That is so nice that he did that for her. Yeah, girl, he looked out for me. I told him on Wednesday that I was having a totally rough week. I was frustrated at my job or what have you. I was upset that whatever had happened and frustrated and hurting and stressed out. And when I get home on Friday night or whatever from work, I'm tired, and this is what he had waiting on me. Ladies, how many of you saw that, something like that before? Whether it's people kissing in public, sitting down having a picnic, you know, couples holding hands, walking through the park, you know, couples sitting at the table eating, you know, or a couple in the middle of the restaurant, a proposal happens, and everybody in the restaurant stands and just applauds. Congratulations, man, you're getting married, you know. These type of things that do happen. I need y'all to follow me on this, right? Ladies, how many of you have ever looked at what you had as far as from a relationship perspective and said, you know what, baby, we need to talk. Why y'all never do X, Y, and Z? Why you always do so? Why you always do such and such? Why you never take me out to such and such? Why you never give me a foot rub? Why when I come home, I can't have no flowers or nothing waiting for me? How many of y'all have ever done something like that? Come on, keep it real. Keep it real. Do not lie. What you're doing is you're proving the point that I'm making tonight when it comes to outside acceptance. Prior to you seeing what's going on in someone else's relationship that you envy or that looks favorable to you, you go try to get it for yours, right? But prior to you seeing it, guess what? Everything is cool. That's why, ladies and gentlemen, that's why when you try to spring it on a guy and say, hey, why aren't you doing all these things? He look at you like you crazy because where is this coming from? What makes you say that today, tonight, that I need to start doing X, Y, and Z more? It's coming out of the blue, but yet still, we expect them to execute. We expect them to execute. So what do you think? Because of outside acceptance. Outside acceptance is powerful, ladies and gentlemen. I want to touch on the fact that outside acceptance is a powerful thing. When we come back from the break, I got the Keeping It Real letter that I'm going to read. And I also got a couple of more topics, a couple of more points that I'm going to make that's for you to take with you going into the weekend when it comes to the Real Relationship Talk Show and this platform that I want to bring to you guys. I want you to think about it. It's going down. Well, you know what? We got time. We got time before I go to the break. Let me do this real quick. Guess what? Another point that I'm going to make when it comes to outside acceptance. How many of you can honestly say that what you saw on TV, what you hear on the radio, you know, what you see on social media has an impact on whether or not you're happy in your own relationship? Has an impact on what you say you want in your relationship? I see all these relationship guys, believe me, I'm one of them, so you know what, I read a lot of everything that they put, a lot of these guys that post, you know, and I listen to a lot of the stuff that they say. You know, you got the Steve Harveys, the guy, Trent, I forget his last name. You got these guys that post a lot of posts, right? These posts, they say exactly what you want to hear. They say things, they speak on the way things should be, you know. See, I don't see the relationship truth is not the way things should be. It's the way they are, right? It's the hardcore look into the way things are. Has nothing at all to do with the way they should be. Because the way things should be is irrelevant. So, for the most part, let me bring it back. Bring it back, Kenny. You got these guys that do these posts that tell you the way things should be, and it influences the way you feel about your relationship, what you expect in a relationship, what you expect when you're dating, right? When you're dating somebody, and you say to yourself, man, guess what? Going forward, I'm not going to deal with nobody that does X, Y, and Z. I'm going to make sure I do X, Y, and Z. I'm going to make sure I don't do this. I'm going to make sure I don't do that. That's what we do because of outside acceptance. If people on the outside, forces on the outside, accept a certain thing, then it influences what you will accept in your relationship. That's the point, everybody, that we're making tonight. All right, when we come back, we're going to pay some bills. Dollhouse Radio's on the Real Relationship Talk Show, and we're going to jump right into the Keeping It Real letter. The Keeping It Real letter comes from a young lady. She is from the Midwest. I'm going to tell you where she is. I'll tell you, Gary, Indiana. What's up, Gary, Indiana? Salute. Thanks for listening to the Real Relationship Talk Show. We're going to read your post that you sent to me, and we're going to keep it real with your situation. Dollhouse Radio's on. Remember, if you missed the show, we're discussing outside acceptance or the influence of outside acceptance in relationships. You can click on that link at any time to listen to it if you missed it. 646-595-4038 if you want to listen live or you want to comment. Kenny Talk is here. The discussion continues. Nazanin, you can say Cat in the Hat. We'll be back. Yeah.
Because I love you, yeah. Don't you forget it. Whenever you need me, if you want me to put it on you, come on.
Thinking
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, the Real Relationship Talk Show says she's tired of being lonely. Ha ha. And we're back, everybody. It's about that time for the section that we like to call the Keeping It Real letter, everybody. Let me jump right in. Gary, Indiana. What's up, baby? Gary, Indiana. I said, what's up, baby? So the Keeping It Real letter is about a post or anything that they send us on social media or through the email, KennyTalk69@gmail.com. KennyTalk69@gmail.com. Now, you know what? I know what y'all thinking. It got 69 in there, but no, I didn't choose that. I tried to do KennyTalk@gmail.com. KennyTalkExperience@gmail.com. But they said I couldn't do it. So I said, oh, damn. Well, you select one for me, Google. And guess what happened? That was the one it chose. So guess that's why I got 6ix9ine on there. Nah, I ain't got nothing to do with it. I'm just not nothing nasty. But check it out. Well, ain't nothing nasty about 6ix9ine. But Gary, Indiana says, Kenny Talk, what it do? I'm a super sexual woman. I like to describe myself as that. She says super sexual. And the gentleman that I've been dating for over the past few months, we've had a blast in the bedroom. Anything that you can name, we've been doing it. We've been having so much fun. Or at least I thought. Now, the guy that I'm dating, he loves to have sex with me. And from my understanding, he loves when I expose him to my experience when it comes to sex. Oh, okay. Well, she be going in, right? She says that, however, she's gotten a chance to meet some of his friends, also a couple of his family members. Now, for some apparent reason, he started to change. He started to expect different things from me. Now, I'm not a religious person. However, and I haven't stepped foot in a church in a while. He's now saying that he feels that we should go to church together. He's also stating that a lot of the super sexual things that we used to do and start having fun, that he's starting to look at it slightly different. He's starting to calm down a little bit in the bedroom, and a lot of the things that I like to do, he's not allowing me to do it, or he's not really following through like we used to. He told me that one of his friends spoke about a wholesome woman, spoke about the wifey type, and also spoke about some of the things that his girlfriend did for him. So he now wants me to change to be like that. Now, I do care about this guy, Kenny Talk, and I feel like we have a special connection. I don't want to lose him. Is there any way you can keep it real with my situation? Absolutely, Gary, Indiana. It kind of ties right into the subject, and that's the reason why I chose it, right? That is the reason why I chose it, Gary, Indiana. So now let's talk about it. Now, Gary, Indiana. I'm going to call you Indiana because that sounds more like a feminine name, right? Because I'm not going to use your real name. But Indiana, check it out. Check it out, Indiana. When it comes to your letter, I know we're discussing outside acceptance or the influence of outside acceptance, but I'm going to start with one of the last shows that we did called The Real You. You know, how many of you are comfortable displaying the real you? And in that show, we kind of touched on something like this. And then I'm going to bring it up to outside acceptance. We touched on you being who you are, you liking what you like, and you riding with what you want to ride with, regardless of what anybody say. The guy that you're with, based on your letter, he don't seem like he's strong enough to do that. Right. Because it was all hunky-dory a couple of months ago, according to your letter. You know, he was having a blast. He was splish-splashing everywhere and having a blast in the bedroom with you, baby. You know? So, he's allowed. So that's number one. He's not strong enough to be the real himself. You know, there's a lot of guys out there that are like that, you know. There's a lot of guys that would rather date and be married to a super sexual girl, a stripper, you know, to have a stripper and say, man, you know what, this is my woman. She's super, super fine. She's super, super freaky, and that's what I need. But a lot of guys won't date or won't marry girls like that because of the lack of outside acceptance. You know, dudes saying, and how you gonna marry a stripper, man? That stripper probably be, you know what I'm saying, probably has sex with so many, blah, blah, blah. She has sex for money. She probably be, you know, sucking, whatever down at the club. She might be giving everybody lap dances and blah, blah, blah. And you want her to come home to you and you, all kinds of stuff, right? But for the most part, number one, it don't mean that's everything that she's doing or she's going to do that. But if you have to say to yourself, if that's what I like, then that's what I like. You don't have to lay down with it. I got to lay down with it. And I want to lay down with that. That's all I'm saying. So we're going to go from the courage to be the real you all the way up to outside acceptance. It sounds like some of his friends spoke about how things that were going on in their relationship, how they had a church-going girl or whatever, and he wanted to kind of mimic their relationship. He wanted you to be like her, you know? And he wanted you to be like her, and what you have to say to yourself is that you got to sit him down and have that conversation about how things started. And you got to sit him down and have that conversation about, guess what, this is who I am at this particular point. If I decide to grow towards going to church, or if I want to go if I want to slow down sexually with, you know what I'm saying, with the things that I like, I want it to be on my terms. I want it to be my own growth, not you telling me that this is what I need to do. And if he has a problem with that, then being with him is going to be a problem. Now, whether you should leave him, remember, we don't give advice. I do not give advice. We only tell you the truth about the situation. It's going to be difficult to be with this gentleman. Okay? You have to make that decision, though, to say to yourself whether that you're going to do, whether if you're going to do that or not. All right. So that's me keeping it real with your situation, right? So now guess what we're going to do? We're going to jump. You know, I want to hear from some of the callers or some of the, the people that are typing in. I see a lot of people listening on the line, but, you know, not responding. But that's okay. We can do that. But are you not entertained? Yeah. Okay, all right, let me go to Facebook real quick. Check out what it says. I got a young lady that says, Indiana. This is hilarious. Hey, she said, Indiana, you better be careful because who you really want is his friend's girlfriend. Uh-oh. I was thinking that too, but you know, I said, that's so funny. I was thinking that maybe the average woman would say that, well, you know what, you need to go get with his girlfriend. The one that you're trying to turn me into, you need to go get with her. Now, we keeping it real with your situation. That could possibly be the case, Indiana. Wow. So you got, let me see what else we got. Okay, I got a young lady that says that men always try to change you into what they want you to be. However, when they first meet you, it's all, I guess it looks like a typo. She says it's they're all up in your face and all over you. Okay, they allow things to, you know, influence the way they feel, influence the things that they want as far as what they want. And see, these are some very, very good points that y'all are making right now. Very good points. What else you got? Let me go to Twitter. I got Twitter open real quick. Twitter, like, it froze up on me, man. Hold up. All right. I'm gonna go to Facebook again, because I'm just going to read through a lot of the posts that you guys have. And this is what I see. This is, okay, here's one. Now we're trying to look out for Indiana, y'all. Indiana. Okay, we saying, so Indiana. Make sure you keep it real with yourself. It's okay to be who you are. All right. Let's see what else. Come on, let me scroll down. What else y'all got to say to Indiana? Let's keep it real with her situation. Okay, now here's a different one. I got a guy that's saying, well, sweetheart, the more serious that he gets about you, the more he's going to want to align himself on the path of righteousness. Okay, this is a good perspective. Let's talk about it. The more serious that he gets about you, Indiana, the more he's going to want to align his life and his relationship to the path of righteousness. It's okay for him to want that from you, and it's okay for you to consider doing it, because a relationship that's rooted in religious values is one that lasts forever. Well, Indiana, I hear, hey, and I appreciate you, man, for writing that in or whatever, but let's talk about that real quick. You know, let's explore it from all angles. Now, let's just say if Indiana does, you know, do what the guy just said, you know, she making a change for someone else does not put you on the path of righteousness, because the actions that you'll be doing for someone else, and they wouldn't be genuinely what you really want to do. So if you're doing something that you're not genuine about, if you're involved in something that you're not passionate and genuine about, if you're walking a path that you really don't want to walk, I don't care where you're walking towards, you know, if your intentions are not pure, it's almost as if you're not even doing it anyway. So what I would say to Indiana, I mean, I feel you, but take your time, move at your pace. Don't allow anyone to make you feel like it's time to change, because change made for someone else does not last long. You will revert back to who you are. So Indiana, and I'm going to say this and I'm going to move on. If you do that, if you change for this guy that's trying to align, let's just say if that's what he's doing, trying to align his relationship with righteousness, right, as we put it, I guarantee you, you give yourself a couple of months, 6 months, a year, you're going to be having sex with a dude that liked the way you throw it back, baby. And that's what Kenny Talk says. Kenny Talk kept it real on that one. That's just what it is. You're going to be having sex with a guy outside of him that liked the way you throw it back, and you're going to enjoy it. You're going to be giving it to him the way you want to be giving it to the man, your man. All right. I got another point I'm going to touch on. For those just joining, we are discussing the influence of outside acceptance in relationships. How many of you are willing to admit it, that you are influenced by what the world think? Don't be afraid. By the way, I'm on Facebook right now. I'm actually posting in all the groups that show the Kenny Talk Experience love. And I want y'all to be able to click on that link and listen to the show afterwards, because it's going to be ready at 8:30. All right. I'm gonna read a couple of posts that they sent me, and then we're gonna touch on some points. There are a lot. How many of you guys have ever saw that post about a woman stating that regardless of what she goes through in her relationship with you, don't have her out here looking like a fool? No woman wants to look like a fool. Right? Ladies, am I right? Neither of you really want to look like, you know what, man, what is she doing? This girl is crazy. No woman wants to look like that. Why not? Because they're influenced by outside acceptance or the lack thereof, which makes my point again. Next point. Now I know this is common. There are so many people that are unhappy in their relationships, that complain, stressed out, frustrated about what they're going through in their relationship, all the way up until the point to where you see someone going through something worse than you. You see someone dealing with something that's 10 times worse than what you're going through. And it make you feel like, well, wait a minute, I'm not even going through anything like that. What I'm going through is not bad compared to what she's going through. I don't know what I'd do if my man took me through what her man is taking her through. I don't know what I would do. Right? So what are we talking about? We're talking about acceptance. We're talking about influence from the outside. It takes someone doing worse than you to make you appreciate who you have. That's another point I wanted to touch on. All right, here's a big one. Being ashamed of who you love. Interracial dating. Fellas, how many of you have ever been kicking it with a girl from another race? Having a blast with them. You like them a lot. But when it comes to her meeting the family, when it comes to her coming around your friends, when it comes to people seeing who you've been spending all this time with, you're afraid. She says, when am I going to meet some of your family? When? And you know what you do? You stall. No, you know what? We had to set some up. They busy. Everybody busy this week. It'll probably be in a couple of weeks. I'm going to let you know when we can do it. How many of you do that, fellas, have ever done that? How many of you ever done it? You did it because of the fact that, guess what? The influence of outside acceptance. You were concerned. That guess what? Man, there's a chance that my family, my friends, or whoever won't accept this Asian woman, this Caucasian woman, this Hispanic woman, whatever. Right? So what you got to say to yourself is, wow, you're afraid to bring them around because of that reason. Last but not least, being in the closet. There's a lot of people that are in the closet still. You got guys that are, you know, down low. You got girls that are walking around, you know, calling themselves dating guys when they really want to be, guess what? They really want to be with a woman. Right? We're ashamed of keeping it real with who we love. Wow. Well, for the most part, we made a lot of good points, and I want to thank Indiana for allowing us to touch on, allowing us to kind of dig into her situation and keep it real. But now, at this particular point, it's time for what we like to call the final thought. The final thought, ladies and gentlemen, what is the final thought? Man, well, the final thought is a little bit of spoken word that I put together that I love to do because it sums up the topic of discussion, right? it makes sense of everything that we talked about, kind of wraps it up. And I love it, and I love to do it. I love to do it. Join us here next week. We're going to be here next week, and we're going to have another show, I think, a week after that. But after that, we're going to be gone until 2016. So we got about two more shows that we're going to be kicking, that we're going to be on with you guys to close out 2015. So salute. It's time for the final thought. I have so much fun kicking it with you, man. Y'all, you guys are the best. 2015 is a super year for us, man. And the Kenny Talk Experience has engaged so many people, and we're happy. We got big plans for 2016 Dollhouse Radio. Check it out. The final thought goes as follows. They say if you focus on what you like and what you want from your relationship, longevity and happiness will find you in due time. There are so many of you that don't feel that you're being deprived of anything until you compare your relationship to mine. Now, we allow Facebook and Instagram to give us inside, the inside scoop, a snapshot that makes us feel other couples are doing so much better. But this snapshot of a good time is perceived to be the whole picture. And we know not all the storms that these couples have to weather. Now, we watch and learn what a good relationship looks like, or the way it should be. And we use this as a standard way to express love. Yet when we see someone accepting anything less or different from the standard, the outsider feels the need to point their fingers and judge. Now, we got people who are seeking commitments, setting expectations, and making promises to be the envy in the eyes of onlookers every day. We like to show the world the ring, the wedding, the vacations, and the fun just to soak up all the good things that they have to say. Hey, it's a Real Relationship Talk Show, and that's the final thought, everybody. I'm glad that you joined us. It's about time for us to unwind. Man, I got to find me something to eat, man. What's good to eat, man? Y'all tell me what I can eat good tonight, man. It's time to unwind. I think I'm going to sip on me a little Crown tonight, right? Y'all want some of this Crown with me? It's a Real Relationship Talk Show. We are out of here. See you next week, 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And don't forget to share that link with your friends. Click on that link and listen to it at any time after the show. Dollhouse Radio salute. It's the Kenny Talk Experience. Touch your lips, baby. Which lips, Kenny? Those lips. Give them here. I'll let you.